rates of flu-like activity are increasing throughout Alabama. They've been on the rise for a few weeks now, and a number of schools have closed because of the virus. So far, officials say this year's flu isn't as bad as last season. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
Recent state data shows flu-like illness is widespread. In Alabama, 8% of people seeking medical care report symptoms. That rate is slightly higher in Jefferson County. At Children's Hospital of Alabama, there's been a recent surge in the number of flu cases. It's the same at UAB, according to officials there. Stephanie Ayers Millsap is the Disease Intervention Program Manager at the Jefferson County Department of Health.
We're seeing an increase now, but it's not out of the ordinary to see it this time of year. Now, I don't know how much it will continue to increase.
She encourages people to get the flu shot if they haven't already, practice good hygiene, and stay home when sick. As of right now, the flu isn't as severe as last season, when Alabama declared a state of emergency in response to the outbreak. But according to the State Department of Public Health, this flu season hasn't peaked yet. So far, there have been at least 15 deaths related to influenza. The good news is that preliminary data from the CDC shows the current vaccine appears to be a good match to the viral strains going around this year. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.